Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Our chat's with Adam Schefter, brought to you by Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
Adam Schefter, good morning, happy Friday. How are you doing today?
Hello, everybody. How are we doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? I'm sorry about your dog. Yeah. I'm really sorry that happened. That's a really tough thing to deal with, and we appreciate you taking the time today to join us in light of that. We are getting crushed this morning, Adam, by some of our loyal listeners who I think understand the show but are mishearing us. We do not think the Packers are a bad team. We do not think they are a bunch of bums. We actually think they're a good team, as evidenced by the fact that they are in the postseason and have won a lot of games this year. However, we do feel like they are going to get rolled this weekend or lose this weekend to the Philadelphia Eagles. Is there anything you could tell us that would change our minds in that space?
Yeah, we had this debate yesterday. Again, it's a tough matchup, and Philly's a really good team, okay? But if you remember last year, the Packers were underdogs in the wild card round by 7.5 points in Dallas. And they went in there and rolled the Cowboys, an NFC East team. Now, I think they're 4.5 point underdogs to another NFC East team. So the odds makers actually give the Packers a better chance this year than they gave them last year when the Packers rolled the Dallas Cowboys. How's that for us? So a little bit of hope there, Jen.
Chew, would you care, Adam, to respond?
Got anything from this year?
Adam, you will agree, because I believe you were there when Denver was the wild card when we played them in 97, and that was a big spread, and they steamrolled us, and the reason why they did that is because they were hot. The Packers have lost the last two games, have not looked good. They lost their best receiver. They lost their best corner. I mean, it's different than last year because they had two marquee wins. They beat Kansas City, the eventual Super Bowl champion at home, and then they beat Detroit. They don't have a hang your hat win this year, and that's why we don't think they're going to win.
That's fair. I understand that. I understand the skepticism and the doubts, and I think it's much better for a team to head into the postseason with good wins, convincing wins, rather than two losses. That's not how you want to go into the postseason. Is Christian Watson their best receiver? I don't know. You tell me. I mean, is their best deep threat, right? Like, is he their best receiver? You tell me.
He was their most productive receiver since the bye before his injury. Nearly 77 yards per game.
And I know Jair, that's obviously a loss too. So it's two key players. Like, whether Christian Watson's their best receiver or not, he's a key player. He's a really good player. It's hard. Like, it's not going to be a good matchup. They're going to have to go in there and get like three turnovers and get like a big special teams play. One of those kind of games, right? Where all of a sudden you get contributions in ways that you don't always get, that certain elements, aspects, units come through that you really need. Like, they can't go in there and lose the turnover battle and win the game. It's not going to happen.
Adam, when it comes to a lot of these head coaching openings, we talked to you throughout the course of the season. Were you surprised that there are only six openings, three after the season ended? And then were you surprised at all in the manner in which it happened? Like the Patriots doing it immediately on Sunday, and then we see the Raiders waiting a couple of days before they fire their coach and then wait a couple more days before firing their GM.
Look, these things, this is a wild league. And I'm not going to explain, you know, how each team operates. Everybody's different. Every owner's different. Every group's different. We've got six so far, by the way. Like, we still don't know exactly what's going to happen in Dallas. That's still unsettled. That's a potential seventh, whether it happens or not. And then the idea is there going to be a playoff team that crashes and burns that all of a sudden makes a coaching change that we didn't see coming? I just raise it because it's happened before.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not saying it will happen. Chances are it won't, but it has. So we're sitting on six changes. There's a potential seventh in Dallas. There's a potential seventh in the postseason. We don't know. But if it's, by the way, I'd be very happy if it stopped at six. Like, that's enough. It's enough. We don't need any more.
Stop at six?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is there a chance, Adam, that the NFL ever looks at, and the Packers haven't been affected this year, but I mean, teams are affected. Even if you are a team, like Brian Flores, for example, saying he's going to accept any and all interviews, that's got to be really hard to compartmentalize if you're an OC, DC, if you're getting all this attention for head coaching jobs while also still prepare your team to the best of your ability for a postseason game. I know it's really hard to do, but has the NFL ever talked about trying to change the timeline and wait for all of this? You can fire your coach now, but no interviews, no requesting until after teams are done and you're out of the postseason.
Well, this has always been a huge issue. You're talking about coaches that have worked their entire life to put themselves in a position to become a head coach and finally have that opportunity. And it comes at a time where they're preparing for the biggest games of a season in which it became possible for them to achieve the biggest goals of their life. Like, they all come together all at once. And it's unfortunate, but that's how it's always been. And the league has tried to revise the rules and slow down the process. And it's never simple, easy, or truly clean. There's no way. Like, again, the Lions have a bye. They have a bye.
Mm-hmm.
So they're preparing for their divisional playoff game, and it's not as hectic and hairy, but it's still, there's a certain degree of intensity. Like Aaron Glenn with the Jets last night, the Saints this morning, the Raiders this afternoon, the Jaguars tomorrow morning, the Bears tomorrow night. How much work do you think he's getting done for the divisional playoff game?
Not much.
Ben Johnson with the Patriots this morning, the Raiders this afternoon, the Bears tomorrow morning, the Jaguars tomorrow. How much work he getting done in the next 2 days for next week? But you know what? In all honesty, these guys have earned that right. That's their right. The hard part is the guys that are in the playoffs now. Brian Flores, Liam Cohn, Kellen Moore. I'm just thinking of other guys like that. But Spagnuolo in a similar position. He got three interviews today. Again, the league has just changed the process to where it's slowed it down. And it used to be, I'm just telling you, I've covered the league for 35 years. And maybe you remember this, Chewy, but it used to be that by divisional playoff weekend, most of the head coach openings were filled. Because there was a sprint. There was a sprint from the time the regular season ended to get the interviews done, to get the guys hired, to get them hired so you could start hiring the assistant coaches and get the assistant coaches you wanted before someone else got those assistant coaches. And it used to be that the hirings were done by the divisional playoff round in general. And now you can't even meet with guys face-to-face until after the divisional playoff round. So it's slowed down all the way around.
Adam, I saw that Jalen Hurts is still in the concussion protocol, but he was a full participant in practice. How does that work? You have to be a full participant in order to clear the concussion protocol. Is that like the final frontier? Is that the final step? And you think he'll be rusty having not played for all these weeks? Again, clinging to some hope that perhaps the Packers can find a way to win this game.
I think there'll be a little bit of rust. I think maybe they'll ramp up the game plan as it goes along. You know, it's not the way you want to head into the postseason, and maybe there's some hope there for the Green Bay Packers. They just don't know how Jalen's going to come out, if he's going to be rusty, and maybe they can get an early pick or a fumble or something to that effect. But yeah, no, I think there'll be a fit, but I think it's only a matter of time before he's right back into the flow of the game. That'd be my guess. But we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Adam, if the Eagles do lose, would Sirianni be on the chopping block with all the drama that happened early in the season between his relationship with Hurts and himself?
Here's what I would say, Chewy. I would say any coach who has a bad playoff loss, questions are going to come up. You could apply it in a lot of places, right? Like, do I look at Nick Sirianni in trouble today? No. Do I think that if all of a sudden the Packers go in there and smack the Eagles, that fans are going to be calling for? Of course, that's going to happen, right? Like, that's like, remember last year the Packers went into Dallas. They smacked around the Cowboys, and even on the broadcast, Greg Olson's defending Mike McCarthy. Remember that?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what when you lose big playoff games, people are upset. And that's why I say there's always the possibility that there could be a surprise, unexpected playoff firing that we're not talking and thinking about now that always could come into play if a team lays an egg in the postseason. You pick the place.
What do you think is going to happen with McCarthy?
I think they're going to try to figure it out. I think you'd like to think that they'll figure out a way to get it done. I don't think it's a given, and it could go either which way. I mean, but here's what I would say. I mean, the Cowboys, and you deny permission for him to talk to the Bears. You can't do it. Not allowed. Like, why would you do that if you don't have some intent on trying to get a deal done with the guy? Like, that makes no sense, right? Like, if you have no intent on getting a deal, good. Then you know what, Mike? Thank you for everything. This team called. Let's see if we can get it worked out. But you can go talk to them. But they didn't do that. And he can talk to them next week anyway if he wants, if there's no deal in place.
So at halftime of which game is Jerry going to announce that he has a deal with McCarthy? Because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. If it happens, it's happening this weekend during the game so the Cowboys can get in the news cycle while everybody's watching football, right?
I mean, you know, what I would say, that they're always in the news cycle. Like, we don't need to get a deal done.
Yeah, because Jerry does stuff like this to make sure they're in the news cycle.
But you know, look, their recent pattern has been no rush. Dak gets a deal done on the opening day of the season. CeeDee Lamb gets a deal done later in the summer. You know, they don't rush to do these things. They get them done when they have to get them done. And the time to get a deal done with Mike McCarthy, if they're going to get it done, would be this week and early next week. So they're on the clock.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. I think one of the more interesting things that you mentioned there was that if the Eagles were to lose to the Packers, that would be considered a bad loss for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Just like,
it would, right?
Yeah.
Extrapolate what you will, Packers fans, from that information. Extrapolate what you will from that statement. Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one.
Jen, let me extrapolate. They're the home favorites. The Eagles have had a great season. Right? Like, any loss at home to anybody, that's not a shot at the Packers.
No, but I'm trying to say, like, again, I think that there are Packers fans out there who believe that the Packers are on the same tier as the Eagles, and I would make the argument that if they were on the same tier and the Packers went in there and beat the Eagles, it wouldn't be considered a bad loss. Even if it's at home, even with the seating shaking out as it is, I think it is a referendum on just the gap between the Eagles and the Packers right now. That's all.
I also would say there have been times this season where the Packers have played at the Eagles level. They haven't done it recently. It's up to them to go do it this weekend.
We're just trying to take heat off of us and throw it onto you, Adam. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Will you be our shield?
Let's just say it for what it is, right?
I've had a crappy enough week. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah.
That's not what I was trying to do at all, but I feel like we have to present a unified front, so my bad, Adam. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Adam Schefter and our conversations with him each and every week, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination. The largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.